Now we're developing into the heart of the GAA club season, club football season in particular in this county. The senior, intermediate, junior and novice or junior premier and all that football championships are approaching the quarterfinals stage with the wrap-up of the All-Ireland series run about a month ago. And referees are very busy right across the country. And what do you make of Sport Ireland? Ireland, it's set to develop a new Respect the Ref campaign in response to what it says it's identified as a rising incidence of abuse and disrespect towards officials. The €70,000 project aims to develop a new national behavioural change campaign that'll be rolled out across the sector. Now, it's not just GAA, this is across all sports. The campaign will be built on a strong evidential base and informed by the perspectives of stakeholders. It said the campaign came in front of a working group aimed at looking into the issue of abuse of officials in Irish sports, as well as a rising number of incidents of abuse directed towards officials. Sport Ireland said the working group also identified increasing pressures on officials that impacts recruitment and retention. Furthermore, it found societal changes were impacting how available and motivated volunteers were, while abuse in the pitch also led them to feeling undervalued. Now, they're commissioning the development of a campaign and spending the €70,000 to foster a more positive and supportive environment for all participants, in particular the officials. And the project will entail a review of current research around the topic to provide insights into what kind of interventions would help change behaviours for parents, coaches, players, officials and supporters. So to get more on this, I'm joined on the line by Mark Griffin. He's from Ballydonahue and he is the chair of the Munster referees. Mark, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gary.
Before we talk about the campaign, how have things been in the last while? You know, how have referees been treated, to your mind, across the board?
I don't think it's as bad as what people make out, but at the same time, there's been some very bad incidents, you know. So in the GAA, the FRC brought in their new rules, and some of the new rules have really helped calm down the abuse of our referees. The 50-metre penalty for dissent from players and the 50-metre penalty from dissent from managers in football has really helped. And we have seen a dramatic improvement since the rules have come in. But we do have our incidents where we have a couple of high-profile incidents over the last number of years at underage games. But the new rules have definitely helped alleviate this problem.
Definitely brought to the fore. And it kind of, I'm struggling to remember now, during the championship season and at the county level certainly, I'm struggling to remember an incident in a high-profile game where a player gave out to a referee, which is a change. Yeah, is that because the penalty is so severe?
The penalty now turns, it probably turns from defence into attack. So if you give dissent to the ref, if you challenge his authority in your own half, it's a 50-metre penalty. And of course, if you've got a free taker like Johnny Shea and David Clifford, you know, that becomes a scoring chance or a two-pointer. It's a big twist. So the penalty, the 13-metre penalty obviously wasn't good enough because it was only a 13-metre advancement of the ball. But now the 50-metre advancement has really, it makes you think twice about challenging the referee's authority. So I think it's, and I've listened to Jim Gavin speak and I've listened to David Goldrick speak, and they both said that the best rule was the 50-metre penalty for dissent. You know, so it really has curtailed it, Jerry. It has worked wonders for the game. At you can see it at senior level, and it is coming into club level as well. So it's very positive. The other side of that is it's not in hurling, so it seems that you can say what you want to a referee in hurling, and you'll only be a 13-metre penalty. So I think that's something
penalty,
that they might look.
Yeah.
They might look. I think that's something they might look at. I'm hoping it is anyway. You know,
Mark, what do you make of this campaign, this money being spent to try and develop, and this is across all sports, the issue of an almost 7 in 10 officials across Ireland, across sports, said that abuse is their main primary concern in the course of what they do?
Yeah, well, anything that will help rid the game of abuse will be is a positive thing. I know from watching other codes and from playing other codes of sport down through the years that there would be a lot of abuse in other codes as well. People talk about rugby being that there's very little abuse in rugby. There is abuse in rugby, but there is penalties with it, do you know? So, but anything that will alleviate the problem is all positive for me. I think it comes from a lack of knowledge of the rules, Jerry, and that's where I think that's where we've got to tackle the problem. We've also got to look at sidelines. I think we can take a lot from, you know, rugby and soccer in that maybe in the GA we've got too many people on the sideline. We've got too many numbers in our panels. I mean, panels are up to 30 in club games or more. Like, that's 15 people on the sideline.
Yeah, and backroom teams are growing as well. Yeah.
And I think that's a huge crowd. What we need to look at. Yeah, we are bringing trouble on ourselves there with the numbers we're allowing on our sideline. You know, so that's one thing we to look at, because I think in soccer, it's just the manager is on the sideline. The rest have to sit down. He's the only one that can speak. In professional rugby, the manager is actually up in the stand watching the game, you know. So, But this is only a problem at club level. I mean, inter-county level is ran very well, where most of the subs are not even on the sideline. So it's club level is where most of the problems are. But anything that will promote and help rid the game of abuse is a positive for me.
Mark, is there an issue with referees at club level and the support that they get, particularly, I suppose, with the new rules? We're seeing a number of incidents where, and it was always likely to happen, the referee's got a lot to keep an eye on now. Three up and three back, the two-pointer, where the person's kicking the ball from, linking with the umpires, that can be difficult as well. Some two-pointers but done one-pointers and vice versa. Is that where some of the frustration can come from, or are you getting more support along those lines for your average club referee?
Well, the FRC added seven rules. I think there was, over 50 permutations, I think, from the seven rules for the referee. So it was quite a lot to pick up and quite a lot to learn in a short space of time. And I think our referees have done very well, especially in Kerry. So we've had a couple of incidents. And, like, there will be frustrations especially in Championship. I think league football, you kind of accept it, but there is a raise in intensity levels when it comes to Championship. And we've seen that. But in Kerry, they brought in a great initiative for referees to bring umpires. That support is there, that the referee know if he brings his umpires, he is... he's reimbursed but a referee without help on his own is really up against it, you know. He's not able to look over his shoulder and follow the ball at the same time. What we are trying to tell him is get into a position where they can see almost everything. But again, our message to the referee is if you don't see it, you don't give it. But
yeah,
unfortunately, with the numbers on the sideline, for some clubs, they have people just there to watch for these things, you know. And you have to accept passion, but do not expect or do not mistake passion for abuse, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
The referee won't make the most mistakes on the field. The players will. And unfortunately, it is the referee's mistake that gets talked about the most.
Yeah, and gets highlighted and gets the shouting and roaring going. Look, exactly. Is the talk-back penalty making a difference at underage, do you think? And the idea that it's important for younger players to start the behaviour early, get education going early about the position the referee holds and the job they're doing, the difficult job they have to do amongst younger players, so that when they get to senior, it's automatic.
I think at underage, the players don't cause you much trouble at underage, Jerry. It's the supporters mainly, and probably a few excited people on the sideline who, it could be their first managerial role, it could be their first coaching role. They want to do well, you know, their sons or daughters are playing. Like at under 12 and under 14, players aren't going to cause you any trouble, you know.
Yeah.
Very few of them anyway. You know, the challenging of the referee's authority, to put it in a polite way, will come from other people other than the players, you know. But again, that comes back to my first point of knowledge of the rules. And I think that's where the problem needs to be tackled, is when people are educated on the rules, they become more aware of it. And obviously then their abuse would be less, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, how goes the battle finally to recruit referees and get people into it?
Well, it's always an ongoing battle. Some years are good, some years are bad, you know. The fall off of what you get is very high, and that is down to abuse, to be honest. And you know, a ref taking up his first, he's gone out refing his first game, and he makes a couple of mistakes, obviously, because it's his first time doing it, and he will get highly abused and he will walk away from it and he will say, why will I bother doing this? However, if you go to an under 12 game where it's probably their first game, there would be a lot more mistakes played, but they would be encouraged to do things better and they would come back the next day. You know, that's where the problem is. But in Kerry, in football, we've got a good core of referees. We're really struggling in Kerry with hurling. So we have with four refs in Ballyduff. And I mean, there's a situation in the county league where when Ballyduff have a bye, the four refs could be out, you know. So
yeah,
we really are struggling in hurling. But football, we've got a great core. And like, I've been involved since 2017. And we've always had that 20 or 30 refs that you could, you know, hang your hat on. They'll go anywhere in the county to ref their games. There's other fellas then who are, you know, they'll cover a lot of games for you, but they're not as dedicated as that 20 or 30, do you know? But like for the county league, we need 43 football refs on a weekend, which is quite a lot. But,
yeah,
you know, and thankfully in Kerry, like we're 9 years now, and four before that, we're 13 years without calling off a game in the county league because we haven't had a ref, which is a great testament to the refs, you know.
Yeah.
So, but recruitment will always be a problem. You'll always want more, Jerry, but especially in hurling. Like, I think we've 16 refs, Jerry.
Not enough. Okay,
yeah.
Mark, listen, thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about that this morning. We'll see where that campaign from Sport Ireland goes, and thanks for giving us your view on it.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
Great stuff. Mark Griffin there, who's head of the Munster referees with the GAA, talking from the GAA perspective, but this is across the sports. Sport Ireland are rolling out this campaign to try and increase the respect that's shown to officials and referees. And it's very often it's from the sidelines where you get the major problems, both the sideline management teams, but also the sideline supporters. And we're all guilty, I think, at times of letting the passion get too much and feeling our team has been wronged and roaring and shouting and firing abuse at the ref, thinking they've cost us the game when they're only trying to do what is a very difficult job. And good to see that rule, that big rule, the 50-metre penalty, has effectively stamped out dissent on the field. At club level in the GAA. What do you think? Are you involved in soccer? Are you involved in rugby, in other field sports? Is it an issue for you? Are you struggling to find refs? Is there abuse from the sidelines in high-pressure games? Get to a semi-final and a final when a lot's on the line. Is that when it comes to the fore?